Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Sorry, so the line got disconnected.
Hey, well, I didn't disconnect it.
All right. Because those hackers are not allowing you to secure yourself. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
As far as my bank account is concerned,
yes.
I can't see anything.
All right. Okay, now, can you see any of your accounts there, like which is linked up with your card, your Visa card?
Yes.
Click
my
on
Visa
that.
Card. Yes.
Yes.
Click on that.
Why do I click on my Visa? Check, sir. If there is, because what those people did, they have ordered gift cards on your this Visa card. All right?
Uh-huh. So no, he can't have done that because I have got available credit $13,390.
Yes.
And not $890 of that is part of my overpayment because I get my Visa card full.
All right. Now, what we are going to do here is we are going to cancel all the transactions one by one, okay?
There are no transactions.
All right. Because, sir, the gift card, the email you haven't received about the gift card, right? Okay. Now, what you need to do, just securely log out from here. Log out. Log out from your account. Yeah, log out.
Log out from my account. Okay, log out.
Now, I will help you to cancel up the gift card which was been tried to purchase by
people. I can't get log out yet. Wait a minute, please.
Okay,
I'm a very old man, and I'm hungry, and my dinner, I'm bypassing my dinner. Very good. And
you
I
can
have
see,
no idea what you guys are doing.
So we are helping you. Now the cancellation will be going on. Yeah.
Okay. I have locked out of my bank almost. This is it. Doing drugs and internet banking. Log out. I have logged out. Okay. Log off. I have logged out from...
Now, don't do anything. Now, the bank security, your Central Bank people are helping you up, okay?
Okay.
Now, don't do anything.
I can't sit anymore here. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to make dinner. I have to eat, and so on. You guys have been at me for 2 hours.
I can understand, sir, but I'm helping you for your security and your safety, sir. You can put me on loudspeaker, and you can go to the bathroom as well. You put down the phone on speaker. Okay.
I can't put you on speaker. I haven't got a speaker. I have a speaker on my phone, and that's the one I'm using now to listen to you because I'm half deaf.
All right. You can leave the phone. You can go to the bathroom first. Leave the phone down.
Thank you.
All right. Don't hang up. Leave it.
Are you there?
Beg your pardon, sir?
I said, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can I just ask a question here?
Yes, sir.
Why can't I take my computer and bring it to you? This is the computer that I use to go to my bank.
I understand, sir. But right now, till tomorrow, the funds that you got on your account, it might be get released out, okay? So don't worry about anything. We are helping you here, all right?
Okay, but what they are doing is, if you do this tomorrow, they can't get to the bank now because I've closed the accounts.
Yeah, that's what we are trying to freeze everything, so don't worry. Leave the computer. We are trying to freeze your account. Don't worry about anything, okay?
Okay.
Leave it. And you sit down. If you want, you can have a lunch or a dinner. Sit down in front of the computer.
I am very worried that I've just allowed you to be
No, you have not allowed us. The bank, your bank people are helping you. We are just on the recorded call, all right? Nobody's doing anything. Your bank people are already helping you to do all this, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now leave the computer. Leave it down and go. Wait. Because all of your accounts which have been used on this device, we need to check it one by one, okay?
Okay.
All right. So leave the computer. Don't do anything. Leave it. Leave it from your end.
I would like you to warn you that I'm a gay person. I have lots of funny photographs.
Okay, sir. Not an issue. We will not get into your personal things. Okay. Leave the computer and don't do anything. Leave the computer and
don't do anything. You are doing something.
We are not doing. The bank server is helping you. We are also not doing anything. The bank server has connected you, and they are helping you to do all this.
Okay. I can see my bank account is from Commonwealth Bank is signed.
Yes. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, wait.
That's my pension there.
All right. And with this Commonwealth Bank account, you got any cards?
Yeah, I got a card.
All right, sir. Because this account, both of your account, your St. George and your Commonwealth, both of your account has been targeted by those people, right?
Why did you, how can they do that?
Because, sir, they have got access to your network. As you see, the IP address was showing you up in United States of America. That's the problem from where everything has been get started. So just relax and sit down, sir. We will just trying to help you up. Okay?
Okay. I'll go and make my dinner. I need 10 minutes.
All right, sir. Put me on the speaker and complete your dinner. Once you complete that, do let me know.
Yeah. I can't hear the speaker because it's too soft.
All right.
But I'll listen to you.
Okay.
Heaven, help us. They're helping me. Why can't they help me tomorrow?
Not today. I don't want it today.
Excuse me, hello.
I'm here.
Why not, Peter? You have just bought 2,500 euro gift cards.
Yes, somebody was ordering all those gift cards behind you, right? So we are cancelling it.
But it says that I have to pay $2,500.
Oh, no, I will show you up how the things will be get reversed back to you. Don't worry. Okay?
No, I'm very worried because I've given you
everything. You have, you have not ordered
to my computer, and you're spending my money, I think.
No, sir, we have not spent any money. Wait, don't worry about anything. Wait, you can check your account. We have not spent any money, sir. We are refunding. You can see. You can see the amount on the cart, how much you can see on the top.
$2,500.
Yes, this is the money those hackers tried to order a gift card. Can you see the gift card? Which gift card? Have you ordered this gift card from your end?
I never use gift cards.
That's the reason, sir. These are the gift cards tried to be purchased by those hackers. So we are canceling it, okay?
Okay.
Now, you can click on checkout. Can you see the option there, checkout? Click on that.
Yes, checkout.
Wait. Now you can see all of your details, the money which you can see on the card on the top. How much you can see, sir?
Yeah.
It's $2,500 something, right?
Yeah.
It was been tried to attempt it from your Visa card, okay?
Hello, no.
All right. Now wait, what we are going to do is we are going to refund this money into your account, all right? So that in any case, those hackers will try to withdraw the fund. You have already blocked this money into your name, under your name, and you will be getting a cancellation email. Now, can you see your email address is asking you to enter the email address and your details? Put the details over there, slowly.
Yeah, it says Dropbox.
Yeah, is this your email? Is it login on the computer as well?
Is this my phone number? Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it's got my phone number, everything.
Now, wait. Now, once you tap your email, do let me know. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, put your mobile number. Okay?
Just my mobile number, yeah.
All right. Now, you can see all the things are coming up already. Your date, your name, your road. Because those hackers, yes, they try to withdraw all the money from here, sir. Right? They have used your information. So we are cancelling this money. You can see $2,500 will be transferred back. Can you see the address? Select which one is your address. Select it from your end.
Yeah. Howard, Ohio, Pennant Hills, Rochester.
Because this gift card, once the gift card email will be sent to those hackers, you will not be able to get the money back. So before those hackers withdraw the money, we are cancelling the gift card and sending you all the emails for the cancellation, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Now, what do you see? Put the address over there. Can you see the address?
Yes, I can see them.
All right. Select your address, or you can type it by your end.
So, it's got my address, 4 number 121.
You can select that. Click on that.
Click on 121 Australia.
Yeah, now you can see everything has been come up, right?
Yeah.
Now leave down the computer, leave it down.
I won't touch it.
All right, may I have your okay? Every question for you. Okay, now sir, where do you want the refund? On your standard bank card, you want the refund there, right?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, on the St. George Bank card, where you want the refund, all right, the card number yes. which is starting up with 4564.
Yes.
All right. Now, don't read out or don't share any detail. Just put the numbers over there. Because on this card, the $2,500 will be credited back.
Hang on. Encrypted payment. Hang on. As you read the code and do the payment,
yeah.
You see
can you see the cancellation details will be sent at your email address, sir?
I don't have my account number from the bank. So
No, your card number. If the card is with you, your St. George Bank card?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not that I've got to find it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, God. I can't read this. Oh, it's upside down, stupid. 5-6. If it's 5-6, I can't see the answer. 5-6, okay.
Okay. Can you hear me? Are you there, sir?
Oh, God.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but I'm trying to type it. The first one was on my credit card.
No. You need to enter your St. George card, which is starting up with 4564, your St. George bank card, sir.
I don't, but it's not my bank card.
Yeah, you got
from the other bank. Hang on.
The bank card? Yeah, 4564.
4564. I don't have that card here. That's
where
the
is that? All right, come bring it up. I'm holding the line for you.
Now I have a question. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Yes.
My credit card has been locked in my wardrobe. Because I never use it, and it has been there for about a year.
No. I'm talking about your St. George Bank Visa card.
It's not my standard. The standard is different. The standard is 5602, the first four numbers. The only one with four. It's my Visa card, credit card, and I got a credit of $4,000, and I've never used it. I only use it if I go out and buy birthday presents or stuff like that. That's the only time it comes away from my wallet, and I have hardly ever used it. Like, how come you know my credit card number?
No, sir, we don't know that. We can only provide you the first four numbers, not more than that, okay? So don't worry about that. All right. Now, Currently, which card do you got?
I got the current card.
Like, enter the number.
And the number is 4564.
Yeah, enter that. Enter the details.
Why don't you enter it? You're on my computer.
No, no, sir. Because these are your personal details, so we don't have any access. Otherwise, we might lose our job. Okay, so these things you need to put it from your end.
I'm getting very, very worried about this.
No, sir. Yeah. You can see the money will be debit back to you. All right, because this funds from your card, this was been transferred to those American hackers. So we are canceling these things and we are sending it back to you. Okay.
Okay. But they haven't taken anything.
Because, sir, the IP address has not changed yet, all right?
Mm-hmm. Did you say so?
The IP address has not changed. The IP address is still showing in the United States. That's the reason you cannot see the money is getting missing out. Okay?
Okay. Put the first four numbers of my credit card in.
Yeah, put the whole numbers.
Now you're talking differently.
No, sir. You need to put the numbers of your credit card, the whole numbers of your credit card for the cancellation so that the money will be get refund back into this card. Okay?
Well.
All right.
I am very...
yes, go ahead, sir.
I am very worried about it now. Because am I going to lose all my money?
No, sir. You are not losing any money, sir. You might be already losing the funds. So what we are doing here is, from the Australian Cybersecurity Center, we have linked your network with the St. George Bank, right? And your St. George credit card was being targeted by those people. So what we are doing here is, we are refunding this money back to you so that the funds, this $2,500, will be get locked under your name, and those people will not be able to withdraw that, okay?
Okay, but what do I do with that money? That's not my money.
Yeah, that's the reason, sir, because this money can be moved to those American people, so we are securing it because it is your money, so we don't want you to lose it to those American people. That's the reason we are securing under your name, under your credit card, okay?
Yeah, but hang on. Okay.
Because, sir, you have available funds on this card, and they are trying to take out $2,500. So you need to just cancel those gift card. You will be getting an email as well for the cancellation. Okay?
Okay. I can't type anymore. I've typed two lots of four, but now it's... Oh, God, it's gone now.
Wait, don't do anything. Wait, we will help you. All right, now you can type in there.
I am very anxious and I'm giving you my credit card now.
Sir, you are not giving me. You are not giving it to us, sir. Directly on the bank server, you are canceling those transactions. All right? We don't know. All right? The bank is helping you. The bank people are connected with you. All right?
I can still not type.
Okay, wait. Read out the numbers.
I can start 456.
Yeah.
4564.
Yes.
And then I got to look at special ways. 5725.
Okay.
0056.
Okay.
8496.
Now you can see it's allowing you to do that. Now can you see the month and the expiry? Type it from your end. No need to tell me.
You can read it on your screen.
No, sir. We are not able to do that. So we are helping you through a demo security server. The bank, the St. George Bank and the Australian Cybersecurity, both of them are working together to help you. There is a support team.
I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah.
I have not been at this for over 2 hours, and I can't do it anymore. I am too tired.
I understand, sir. But the last thing that you are doing is you are canceling this payment. Can you hear me? All right. Take rest. Calm down, sir. Okay. Can you hear me now? Are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Now, sir, enter the month
and
the year.
I'm very upset.
Sir, because today, till today, the money might be get this $2,500 might be transferred to those people. So we are blocking this money under your name. All right. Under your card, you are on this card, you will be receiving this $2,500 right now. Okay. And you will be getting a confirmation email right now. All right.
Sir, today I've taken my car away to be repaired.
Yes.
I don't know whether I have to buy a new car or not. So
I can understand.
This is very emotional for me because I'm now a prisoner in my own home.
I
cannot walk. I cannot go out. I cannot buy food. I cannot do anything.
All right. I do really understand your concern, sir. Instead of your place, if I would be there, sir, I also do realize like what the problems that you are facing. Today early morning, your car got breakdown, it got destroyed, and they have taken your car, right, sir?
They took my car away with me.
For the repairing,
all right. To the insurance all morning.
Okay. Now, the last thing, what is asking you to put there?
Yes, you got everything.
All right. Now wait. Now you will be getting a cancellation message on your phone. Check a message. You have received a text security message.
Okay.
Now you can see, sir, this way the cancellation message, the notification has been come up. We are unable to process at this time. Can you see? This is the notification that should be come up to earlier.
Okay. It's still the $2,500 there.
Yeah, wait, sir, because we have one by one the gift card will be now getting decreased, right? As we have canceled 5 gift cards, now we are again canceling the 4 gift cards, all right? Now, one gift card has been successfully removed. The $500 has been sent to your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now wait. Now this is the procedure that we are doing again. Wait. Don't do anything from your end. The bank will be helping you up. All right. Now you can see, sir, the bank is automatically helping you to cancel up this transaction, right?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just so tired. I'm ready to call then.
Okay, sir. You can sit down. Don't worry. You will be only getting a cancellation code. Now again, put the card number there. Read out 4564, right?
I don't know. I don't know where the card is here.
Right now you have... All right. Don't...
I can't see. The card numbers are so hidden, I can't see. It's upside down.
All right. Help me with the number.
The number from the 45 is from the... hang on, that's the wrong card. Oh my God.
4564.
Ending with...
Yes, I got it.
It's not in the wrong box.
Okay. Now, after 57, what is the number?
On the credit card?
Yeah, the 4564 card, sir, that you entered right now, which you entered, sir, your St. George Bank credit card.
Yeah. Okay. I have to tell the Hey, I don't type.
Okay, let me help me read out after 2-5 what you can see.
5-7-2-5 and then 0-0-5-6.
Okay.
Then 8-4-9-6.
8-4-9-6, all right. Now, what is the date?
The date is, I started before, I got, it's very hard to see. I have to put a torchlight on it to see it.
All right, all right.
I can't see it. It's 0-8-23.
Okay. And what is the back of the number on the card? It's 7?
747.
747. Now wait, don't do anything, okay? Now again you will be getting a same notification, right? Now, wait. Now you can see that again the $500 will be shifted back to you, sir. This is the procedure, that's the reason I was forcing you up, because it's all
okay.
Your money.
And
okay. You need to get it back, right?
Okay, my dinner is ready, sorry.
Now, on your mobile phone, you will be getting a message. Check your message, okay? Can you see your mobile phone?
I can see payment authentication.
Check your message on your phone. Check your messages. Have you received any message?
Not on the phone. I can't see. I don't get messages on my phone, I get messages on numbers. And I haven't seen any numbers come in.
Yeah, can you see any message come up on your mobile phone, number ending up with 322?
322.
Yeah,
if I talk to you, I can't see the messages.
Okay, hang up. Hang up and enter the code there, where you can see enter the OTP.